This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And County Public Health Officer Dr. Bob Dannenhofer with us. Dr. Bob, good morning.
Good morning to you.
So we are hearing about an increase in respiratory illnesses. Tell us more about that.
Indeed, we are seeing an increase. We're seeing what we're calling the triple-demic, where we're having some COVID, some flu, some RSV, and then a bunch of other stuff that really is causing lots of havoc.
So explain what RSV is.
So RSV is a virus that's been around for a long time. It's called respiratory syncytial virus. It's a virus that causes a nasty cough, especially in babies and in seniors. There's no vaccine for it, and there's no treatment for it. So when it comes around each year, it's quite the problem.
So if there is no vaccine, no treatment, what do you do?
I think you just need to live with it. Unfortunately, for little babies, they can really get quite sick, and many of them wind up in the hospital or in the pediatric ICU. So there's really been a crunch on pediatric ICU space.
Now, what age groups are being more heavily impacted by these RSVs?
Well, everybody gets it, but kids in the first couple of years and then people over the age of 60 seem to get it much worse than young adults.
What about other types of illnesses that are resulting in people being in the hospitals in the area right now?
Well, the number one cause is influenza. So influenza A is really circulating around. And influenza A, again, for younger people is a nasty nuisance, but for seniors can really make them quite ill. And in fact, we have over a dozen people in the hospital right now with influenza A.
Now, are we seeing any hospital capacity issues?
Yes. Especially up in the Portland area, they're having big hospital capacity issues. We heard earlier this week that they have 25 beds in the emergency room. All 25 beds were full, and there were 80 patients boarding. That means they're in the hallways or in other improvised spaces waiting for a bed. That's pretty awful. And when we look throughout the state, there are over 300 patients boarding.
Now,
that's nasty.
Now, what about flu shots? Is this because less people are getting the flu shot this year?
Less people got the flu shot this year by about 10%. The flu vaccine this year is an excellent match for the disease that's out there. And so it's not too late to go ahead and get your flu shot. And we would strongly, strongly recommend that everybody get a flu booster.
Now, talk about how the flu is transmitted. Once you get it, how can you transmit it to others?
So typically with the flu, it's transmitted by respiratory droplets, so through coughing, sneezing. So when flu comes on, people feel really quite ill, and they're spreading lots of virus in those first few hours after they get the disease.
So this goes back to what maybe we learned or hopefully learned during the height of COVID is if you are sick and have symptoms like this, you ought to stay home.
That is exactly correct.
Now, COVID-19 cases, looking at the county data the last few weeks, seem to really bounce up and down a lot. Is there a particular reason for that?
So they come in little outbreaks, and especially we've seen outbreaks in nursing homes. And when there's outbreaks in nursing homes, we might add a dozen cases in a day. And then as those outbreaks fade, the numbers go down. So the numbers are up and down, but we've been averaging about 10 to 20 cases a day.
And how does that compare with other parts of the state?
Well, about the same. So COVID actually is pretty quiet right now. So when we look, the biggest capacity issues are actually from influenza and RSV. But the addition of RSV, COVID, and influenza has really put a tight squeeze on the hospitals.
Now, can somebody end up with all three at once?
Theoretically, yes. We've seen quite a few people with two, so with COVID and RSV or COVID and influenza. So, yes, you can get both together.
And that sounds like a nasty mix.
That is a nasty mix. I can tell you that that some of those people in the hospital with influenza are really quite ill.
So winter starts tomorrow. What about health concerns this time of year and heading into the holidays?
Well, the biggest health concern is for these respiratory viruses. And so our best advice is if you're eligible, get get a COVID vaccine, especially the COVID bivalent vaccine, which is so very effective. We've looked at all of our admissions since September, and only a single person has been admitted after they've gotten the bivalent vaccine. So it seems to be really effective for the circulating thing. So get your booster for COVID, get a flu shot, stay home if you're sick. And if you are sick with one of those things, get tested for both COVID and flu, because there are some really effective antiviral agents.
Now, what about places to get these boosters right now? Are they out there at a lot of locations?
So they are at a lot of locations. The pharmacies have them. Aviva has them. So you can come by today and get your flu shot and your bivalent COVID booster.
And any other topics that really are more of an issue in the winter?
So the other issues are just safety issues, especially with really cold weather. We worry especially about our unhoused population during these really cold nights.
All right, County Public Health Officer Dr. Bob Dannenhofer, thanks for being on this morning.
Well, thank you for having me.
8:38 at the morning report.